Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the College2Pro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl with the standout safety, Justin Evans. Justin, kind of a childhood dream coming up?
Yeah, well, really, I didn't know much about the Senior Bowl growing up, but playing in the NFL has always been a childhood dream, so just being here, man, it's just like, man, I finally, I'm this much closer, so you just got to close that gap and try to transition over and get there.
Justin Evans, Pop Warner, did you play? And if you did, were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns?
No. I was decent growing up, but okay. I was never that guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you knew you were a little bit better than
right,
me.
Right. I had the athleticism that a lot didn't have, so I knew that it could carry on. But coming up, I was truly a baseball player. That's all I wanted. Coming through high school, I had no football offers, so I was strictly baseball. I almost did straight baseball.
Wow. So how do you kind of flip to the other side?
My senior year, I was playing baseball at USM, and the DB coach at Mississippi Gulf Coast, it's Stevon Moore, he played in the league like 12, 13 years. So he's like, man, like, I see you being an NFL DB. So me, I'm like, nah. So he was like, just trust me, just come try it out. So I went to my junior college playing baseball and football, and I just fell in love with it after my first semester.
Wow.
And I was already in love with it, but once all the offers came, I'm like, okay, maybe I can do something with it. And I just stuck with it, focused on it.
When you get to the college level, I mean, do they recruit you as an athlete? Do they have an idea what they want to do to you? They knew they wanted you to be a safety roughly.
Now, once I got to my junior college, I was playing strictly safety. So they knew coming in I would be a safety.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Justin Evans here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, you know you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at college2pro.com. So obviously, when does that idea that you can make it happen? You know you have some big gains. Maybe the coaches pull you aside and say, hey, Justin, you know, some scouts coming in, they're asking about you. How do you kind of get the realization that, you know, you have the skill set to get this next step done?
I mean,
coming
through junior college, it was there, but I just kept believing in myself, you know what I'm saying? So once I got to A&M, just more and more, so I'm like, okay, maybe I really can do this, so focus even harder. So after my first year, it was like set in stone, like if you focus up, you know what I'm saying, you have a pretty good shot. So that was just something that I put in my goals, and I'm trying to get there.
What was it like making that jump from the, you know, JUCO to the
junior college to the SEC?
Yeah.
I mean, it was different, just like going from college to NFL, but like it's faster, more detailed, but as a whole, it's just football, so it's pretty much the same thing.
And why are you down here? I mean, if they're watching you on film right now, some scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table?
I mean, it's just another opportunity to showcase my talents to all 32 teams. It's just like another game, so why not?
But what are those skills? I mean, what kind of makes you special?
I mean, whether that be through playing in space, playing the ball in the air, reading quarterbacks, tackling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just learning schemes, just everything that a safety should do. That's just what I'm here to prove that I can do at the next level.
Definitely. And for you, does anything go unnoticed? I ask this question because there's some things they can't see on film. I mean, leadership qualities, game film study, maybe some things your defense didn't ask you to do that you can do.
I mean, there's always something that, like, I never blitz much, but I know that if I did, I could, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would work to be a great blitzer. So whatever that may be, I feel like if I haven't showed it on film, I feel like I can do it.
No, definitely. That's why I asked the question. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that I think you guys, you know, you kind of get labeled that you can't do it, but it's not because you can. It's you never
asked.
Just
because I didn't. All right.
You were asked to do it. And what's it like being able to come down here just to get the pads on again after the hiatus?
Man, it's great. You get to come out here with top guys, top athletes, and it's just all fun because everybody's just competing and having fun. So it's just a great time being out here.
Definitely. And for you, you get comparisons, or is there anybody you kind of want to adapt your game to that's at the next level?
I mean, one safety that I do look at a lot is Earl Thomas. So if I had to structure my game, it would be just like Earl Thomas.
That's a good name.
I feel like he can cover, tackle great. He's just a smart player. Technique, everything. He got it all.
Yeah, he does. Hopefully you become that same guy the next
That's what I'm trying to be.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Justin Evans, the standout safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he makes his path towards April 27th through the 29th in Chicago for the NFL draft this upcoming spring. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right.
Now, usually this is a question you guys like to answer the most. Female celebrities. You can take anyone out for a quick bite to eat. Who's Justin Evans going to have lunch with?
Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer. Yeah. She's a riser in 2017 on my show.
Keke Palmer. Definitely.
Yeah. You folks out there can't see it, but this is probably the biggest smile Justin had during the whole podcast. So, and take us inside that A&M locker room and prominent team. This is a big hit or miss question, but nicknames. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most off-the-wall nickname in that locker room? How'd they get it?
I honestly don't know who had an off-the-field nickname, really, but us in that locker room, I mean, we, defense and offense in the locker room, you know what I'm saying? It's like defense against offense every day, so mainly you're just sticking with defense, but we had a great group of guys on defense, and every day we're in the locker room joking, laughing, talking. So it was just a great experience.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He does the paint job and, you know, things out cleats, puts a nice paint job and themes on them. If you could have your shoes painted, what kind of thing would you want?
I'll put the Joker thing.
Nice. You're the second Joker of the year, man. I got two Jokers so far this year. Excellent stuff. Well, once again, I want to give a big shout-out for Justin Evans, the standout safety from A&M, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Again, if you miss any of the show in its entirety, it's always available iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and the C2P. And with that said, Justin, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.